March 27th.
Ready to quickly get into the issues about your health and well-being at 888-553-7536. That's the number to directly reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert and incredible man. He'll sit there and think, wow, is this really me? He'll have to pinch himself after I tell you how smart he is, how well-suited he is for helping you. This job is something that's a labor of love, and you can sort of follow that at the blog at drkenshow.com. You click on the upper right-hand corner and you follow the trail of conversation. He runs a cardiology clinic in Mount Dora, which is outside of Orlando, Florida. People come from all around the country, all around the world, to get the benefit of his expertise. He's trained well and widely, and so he can comment on most everything that's going on in the world of health and well-being. Your questions, though, are what's most important to Dr. Ken, so that's why you, if you have an issue, something going on with you that you want to get another opinion about, here's the place, and now's the time. 888-553-7536. A lot of discussion about the real health, the quantitative and qualitative results of understanding what's going on in Japan. The way the news media has handled this is atrocious to say. To try to analyze this thing.
Let's fix that.
In real terms. My God, what an outrage perpetrated on the, not only the American people, but people all around the planet. The irresponsibility of the news media is growing by leaps and bounds. So let's get to the real story, not only of, I guess, numbers is a problem, but the real consequences, if you want to use that term. Radiation is not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination. We're trying to get to the bottom of it, but not sugarcoat it, Ken.
Doug, I think at this point, Americans really don't have to fear the radiation from this. I think they never did.
There was never a point.
I heard a representative from our government this week telling everybody to go out and get potassium iodide pills, yeah. the Surgeon General.
They ought to be fired. That person should be fired.
So
that's good for that, for the companies that are making it. That's great business for those people.
The next day, she clarified herself, and but that really created a lot of hysteria. People have this concept that the radiation is going to float over in one big cloud and then just deposit itself on Los Angeles, and it just doesn't work that way. If you're within about 50 miles of the nuclear reactors, you have something to be concerned about, because radiation, Doug, is very, very important in terms of how strong the source is, and these are strong sources, and then how close you are to it. And that's what determines what the effect is on an individual. And with California over 5,000 miles from these reactors, They're fine, because by the time any of this blows over, it's going to disperse so much that if anybody's exposed to any of it, it's going to be so minute. And the best thing to do for Americans is not to panic, not to get all upset, just to stay vigilant, just to stay aware, because there are plenty of people measuring radioactivity right now. And just be aware of this. And please do not take potassium iodide pills. The radiation that comes off of these nuclear reactors, the initial radiation is in the form of radioactive iodine, and that's why if you're very close, you do want to take potassium iodide pill, especially effective in the younger people under age 40, a pregnant woman. Older people, they're of less benefit, but they do have side effects, a lot of nausea, vomiting, allergic reactions. So this is not something willy-nilly you should just take. No American should be taking potassium iodide at this point. The risk of taking it are worse, a lot worse than the potential benefits. And the important thing is that we get accurate information, as you're pointing out. It's not helpful, Doug, when officials from these various agencies are not honest with the population about what is going on. This is what creates the worst problem from all this fallout for Americans, which is mental problems, anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. And if we learned anything from Chernobyl, what makes these mental illness problems worse is when people don't get accurate information.
No. So it may be that you read that there are engineers who are trying to attach some kind of a cable to prevent more radiation, and the radiation that will affect people, as Ken just suggested, are the people who are in close proximity. And at this point in time, nobody's in close proximity except for the people who are actually working on the plant. Now, you see these people who are comparing this to America's Three Mile Island incident back in 1979, that may be in terms of how much radiation has leaked out, but you know that nobody died. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how many incidents, I'm not downplaying that people got cancer who were around it, because they did, but ultimately in the first, when the event itself didn't cause the deaths, the immediate deaths of people. Effect of radiation down the road a bit, maybe, hard to prove one way or another, not taking it lightly. This is nothing to mess with, but the people who are within harm's way have been removed or have removed themselves.
Well, Chernobyl was much worse than...
Chernobyl was horrible.
And most of the deaths, and it's been estimated at maybe up to 30,000, came from people eating agricultural products that were grown right by the fallout that came out from nearby Chernobyl. So obviously use common sense. You don't want to be ordering your dairy and agricultural products from Japan right now.
No, and maybe not ever. The essence, they're not as bad as the Chinese, but they're not great about stuff like that. It's just the radiation is no threat to us. The rush to buy the pills is irresponsible. The radiation may or may not reach California. How long does it take for that to take place, Ken? I wasn't sure which is that, or to get measured. I mean,
well,
probably people sitting out there measuring now.
As of, people are going to be hearing us all throughout the weekend. We're live Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern, but people are going to be hearing the show throughout the weekend. Friday afternoon, it was actually reported that trace amounts of radiation had, in fact, reached California from the crippled nuclear power plants in
Japan. How do they know it's from the crippled plant? But, it could be from bananas.
Well, but they just, well...
They're assuming something. You know, you've heard the story about bananas and how... I was talking about this during the week on the Good Day program.
I sent you that.
You did? Okay.
Yes. Bananas naturally have radiation.
Right,
but you can start measuring some potassium iodide in the air. And that's not going to be from bananas. But it's so minute. It's tiny, tiny. I kidded you this week, and there's no doubt that you flew from Los Angeles to Massachusetts. You got more radiation, and I don't know whether you went through any of the backscatter scanners.
Nope, I don't go through the scanners. I tell them I'm not going to. I refuse to. All of you ought to do the same thing. There's more danger in doing that than there is worrying about what happens.
More radiation flying from Los Angeles to Massachusetts to Boston than you would get in any of those instances. But again, the amount is so minute. There's radiation all over us. The sun has radiation.
Yeah.
There's minute amounts of radiation wherever we are. And I think that there is this incredible anxiety about any radiation, and we're exposed to minute amounts all the time, all day.
All day and all of the night, as it were. All right, so that's if you have questions, there's an outcry of concern. So there's Ken putting it into perspective for you. 888-553-7536. There are ways, talking about the radiation of the sun, there are ways that you can protect your skin. We're not talking about the radiation from nuclear fallout, but as Ken just suggested, the rays of the sun are very potent, very powerful, and for people who are exposed to the sun that work outside, the people who are in agriculture, people who work in resorts there, and maybe you just like to be like outside. My sister is one of these people who loves to just lay in the sun. And I thought she was crazy because I don't think it's good for you, but There have been people over the years who have told you to lather up your skin with all of that, what do they call the stuff that you put on, the sunblocker, or the various degrees, the various strengths of it, Ken. But you know what? Because doctors have found out, science, again, modifying what its stands are, what you get from the sun in the form of vitamin D is more important than worrying about the things that you might get in terms of radiation, because your body needs it, craves it, really needs it. So you don't want to cover up your body. One way to protect your face, your neck, your exposed skin is with two products that come from New Vitality. One of them is called Toutenol. And you, some of you may wonder, okay, what's in all of this stuff? There are various things. Ken is more of an expert in that one than I am. The ingredients in Toutenol and night skin, Ken. Why does Toutenol in the daytime protect your skin from the ravages of the sun and all the other things in the elements? And why at night skin is a good way to replenish while you're sleeping the moisture and the other things that your skin needs. So these two things are a double whammy to protect your skin, whether it be on your face, your neck, wherever.
Doug, these are ways to avoid the needles, the knife, the operations, the surgery. These products were put together by a prominent plastic surgeon. They're natural. He studied the skin, what it needs to avoid wrinkling, to stay natural, to look young. So he put in a container, very cleverly, hyaluronic acid, Matrixyl 3000, vitamin C, what the skin uses to heal itself, to get rid of these, to fight the aging process. But there's just not enough of this in most of us. And he's put this in a container. And this product works. In fact, if you don't get results that are satisfying in 2 months, he'll give you your money back.
Well, better than that, you can get free bottles of Night Skin by calling right now, 800-607-7078. That's the number to call, 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge, and maybe you get it shipped with a Toutenol, because Toutenol is available, but you'd use more of that. Because just by definition, you want more of it on your skin. So the opportunity there is to buy three bottles but pay for two. So you get one free bottle of Toutenol. You get a free bottle of Night Skin. You call 800-607-7078 and get the protection that Ken and I are talking about. You'll be very happy with the support your skin is getting and the way you're looking. 800-607-7078.
A new report from the Alzheimer's Association says there are nearly 15 million Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers in the U.S., far more than previously reported. The 2011 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report shows these caregivers provide 17 billion hours of unpaid care, valued at more than $200 billion. Beth Kallmeyer oversees constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Research suggests that most people with Alzheimer's survive an average of 4 to 8 years after diagnosis. Some live as long as 20 years. This long duration often places intense care demands on families, negatively impacting their health, employment, and financial security.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the only one in the top 10 that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. An estimated 5.4 million Americans are living with the disease today. Increasing evidence suggests early diagnosis and timely intervention is beneficial, both for people with the disease and their caregivers. To read the new report, visit alz.org.
83% of kids believe they can make a difference at home and abroad. That's according to the recently released Kids Altruism Indicator, conducted by Betty Crocker Fruit Flavored Snacks in partnership with Parenting Magazine. Parenting's Stephanie Wood has more.
While there's plenty of research about family philanthropy, it's often from the parents' perspective. So we conducted this research to capture a unique look at kids' views on helping others. It's clear from the results that kids of all ages feel they can give back in meaningful ways. Kids have big hearts and the best intentions. They often just need a champion to help put their ideas into action.
Now through May, Betty Crocker Fruit Flavored Snacks Win and Give campaign has an easy way for kids to help others. Look for specially marked packages to instantly win a laptop computer. And for every child in the U.S. that wins, a laptop will be given to a child in Africa. You can find out more, determine your family's giving style, and download coupons at winonegiveone.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And 8.
Dr. Ken with Doug, we're sitting by waiting for your calls. Every week after an hour or so, the phone lines get so busy, we hold so many people over that you can't get in. I promise you, you call right now, we'll have time for your call. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Anything you've ever wanted to ask a doctor, I'm here. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I'm a trained medical scientist, cardiologist, internist. Went to school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University. I trained in cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco. And I've been in practice almost 25 years near Orlando, practicing mostly cardiology, some internal medicine. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I'd love to answer any of your questions that you have about yourself, your kids, your parents, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, anything you've ever wanted to ask. I won't send you a bill. I'm easy to talk to. I promise you I won't embarrass you. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. Have you been offered a diagnosis and you don't think it's right? Have you been suggested treatment and you're looking for alternatives? I am very traditionally trained, but I take the best from all worlds. I don't like to call it alternative medicine because it's really not an alternative. I like to call it integrative medicine. I take the best from all worlds, and I come up with solutions for you, whatever's bothering you.
And so that's the bottom line. Solutions, 888-553-7536. Amy is in Dyersburg, Tennessee, with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am, please go ahead. You're on the air now.
Yes, sir. My daughter had viral meningitis in January, and she is having complications right now as far as her motor skills and memory. So I kind of wanted to know how it attacks her spinal cord, and from what I understand, it can do something to certain parts of your brain.
Yeah, there's a skin around the brain. It's called the meninges. It surrounds your brain and your spinal cord. And this can get, Amy, Mom, this can get inflamed, infected with either viruses, which usually go away on their own with just supporting the patient, or with bacteria, which sometimes can be quite deadly if they're not treated appropriately with antibiotics. Usually a viral meningitis goes away and stays away. But there can be long-term complications. There can be some hearing loss, brain damage. There can be some fluid around the brain. Tell me about the changes in her ability to either think, move, or feel. What specifically is the change since she's had this infection?
Well, she'll go to bend down, and she'll stand up and turn around, and her feet will not go with her.
Uh-huh.
And then everything will go black.
And is she the most important thing at this point is that she's being – I don't have the luxury of examining her right now. Is she being seen by a neurologist with an N?
Well, they had sent her to a neurosurgeon, and I guess that is not the doctor that she needs, so they are sending her now to a neurologist.
Because, Mom, let me tell you, this is very rare. Most forms of viral meningitis, we're talking about not bacterial but viral, doctors usually think of this as a harmless disease. Less than 1% of people have lasting symptoms. People usually recover in 5 to 14 days after the symptoms start. Fatigue and lightheadedness may last longer, in my experience, in some people who have this. But sometimes you can get an encephalitis. This is an infection of the brain itself. This is rare, but it does occur. And this can occur especially in somebody who has a weakened immune system. Does she have any other illnesses?
No. Mm-mm. That was the only thing that she's ever had.
To make sure she doesn't have a complication of encephalitis, make sure she sees a very good neurologist.
28 past the hour.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bites that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. We're focused on your health and well-being. Coming up, the medical breakthrough of the week here on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just the friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
It's all about your health and well-being. The weekend upon us, and your time to talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536 or through other means. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Questions and answers. That's what we're all about here. Before we get back to your calls, there are medical breakthroughs every week, and Ken follows all of this in the news. He spends hours and hours and hours culling through all the reports and the various sources. So this week, I guess this would be considered extraordinarily good news for those who work hard. I think we have sort of a malaise in our country, depending on your age. A lot of people don't think they want to work as hard as they'll tell you they don't want to work as hard as their parents did. But the parents, in order to survive, in many, if not most instances today, have to work harder. But there's a sort of a magic to that, Ken.
This is a fascinating study that was just reported. It's called the Longevity Project, and the name of the book that they've titled it is Surprising Discoveries for Health and Long Life from the landmark 8-decade study. This is a study of about 1,500 gifted children. They followed them from the early 1920s until their deaths. So this is an amazingly long study that's finally coming out this week. And what we learned from this study is that taking it easy is not the key to a long life. Instead, it's the hardworking, prudent-type thug who live the longest. Among the findings, conscientious, prudent people live a few years longer than carefree, happy-go-lucky sorts. And here you go. I'm sure you're going to want to hear this. Marriage lengthens lifespan for men but makes little difference for women. And social ties are longevity boosters for both genders. Hard workers who advanced in their careers and took on more responsibility were also more likely to live long, healthy lives. So if you want to improve your health, you should not just go on a joyride, but get involved in meaningful, productive kinds of things. One important caveat from my view of this study is that this may not be generalizable to the entire population, because you have to realize that this was a study of gifted children, and this is how gifted children may live longer. And I don't know if it's totally applicable to the entire general population.
Sounds like a good lesson, though. 888-553-7536. Also, sort of in league with that, this week the government says that our life expectancy has set a new record after a couple of years of going in the wrong direction, and now it's turned around, and women, on average, live to be older than 80. Men have less longevity than they did before, sort of in league with what you were just saying.
Well, this is, in general, good news. It's from the CDC, that U.S. life expectancy has hit another all-time high, rising above 78 years. It's the estimate of 78 years and 2 months if a baby was born in 2009. Deaths were down for a range of causes, from heart disease to homicide. So there's not one simple explanation for the increase in life expectancy. But what was concluded in this study, here you go again, better medical treatment, vaccination campaigns, and public health measures against smoking. All of this is believed to have an impact on how long we're going to live.
All right. So that's more optimism, longer life. That's how it works most often.
I would agree with that.
Yep. 888-553-7536 at your service. Dennis in Ewing, Maryland. Are you in Missouri? I can't. Yeah, you're in Missouri. So you're on to make a difference where you are. Dennis, we're here to help. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I just have aches and pains in all of my joints, and it's like, 1 week it's here, 1 week it's in a different spot, and muscle pain and stuff. And I go to the doctor, and they just tell me, well, you got some arthritis, this or that. And people, I don't know whether they just don't believe me or what.
Sure, Dennis.
But I just get tired of hurting all the time.
Sure, Dennis. Tell me a little bit about you. Have you been well? How old are you?
52.
Have you been pretty well up until lately, or have you been ill most of your life?
Well, I wouldn't really say I'm ill. I just have these aches and pains, and I have had them for a long, long time.
Are you on any medication right now?
Yeah, I take an anti-inflammatory.
Is this self-medicated, or did a doctor give it to you?
Doctor gave it to me.
And how long have you been on the anti-inflammatories?
Oh, I probably took them for 3 or 4 years, but
so you're on something like Motrin or Advil, Aleve?
No, I take some Tylenol sometimes that.
Well, Tylenol is not an anti-inflammatory. Tylenol is a pain medicine, relieves pain, but has nothing to do with inflammation.
Yeah.
And what kind of evaluation have you had? Has somebody examined your joints? Have you had any blood tests to make sure you don't have any inflammatory illnesses? Have you had any imaging of your joints?
No, not really. It's been a long time since I have had a physical with blood work or whatever.
Well, Dennis, it's time. You need a diagnosis. I get the impression that you don't think you're being taken seriously by the doctors, and you need a diagnosis. This can be, do you do things that are very physically demanding, or do you have a hard job? Do you wear out your joints?
Well, yeah, I work at a sheet metal factory. I'm a welder and assembler, and
so
we work a lot of overtime and blah, blah, blah.
So you do put a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Yeah.
Because this is what needs to be diagnosed. I mean, you can have joint problems because of wear and tear. This we call osteoarthritis. You can have joint problems because the immune system, instead of protecting you from foreign bodies and germs, actually attacks your joints. We call this inflammatory arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. There's a number of different inflammatory arthritises, but you need to get this diagnosed. Sometimes we can't find any cause. You've got pains all over your body, and we call this fibromyalgia. It's real, but we just can't identify anything physical, but it's still real. So you need, and the treatments for all of these are different, and you're getting shotgun therapy, you're taking Tylenol for pain, nothing specific here. Do me a favor, talk to a good primary care doctor, either an internist or family doctor. If you can't get a diagnosis, ask them, what is your diagnosis? Because you're not going to get good care unless somebody makes a specific diagnosis, and then you can determine treatment. And if they don't give it to you, then you want to go to a specialist. The rheumatologist is the specialist in this area who is an internist initially and then subspecializes in joint issues.
There you go. Some advice to be heeded. 888-553-7536. That's why you call to get Ken's advice and input, right? Gary in Appleton, Wisconsin. Please go ahead. You're next up.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
I'm 61 years old, about 6'1", 185, and I had a heart attack 2 weeks ago.
Ooh. Oh, bless your heart.
Well, it came at me kind of as a surprise, but it is what it is. Too much of a good life for a long time. I know it's diet related. I like my seafood and steaks and hollandaise sauce and all that. So it caught up with me.
Did you have any warning? Do you have a doctor that you've seen regularly that examined you? Or was this something that was, you said this is all caught up to you. If you're seeing a doctor and getting a checkup every year, if the doctor's any good, shouldn't be any creeping up on you.
Yeah, I did have a doctor, and I saw her frequently, and she was an internist, and we did a lot of blood work and all that, but just couldn't quite figure it out. And I mean, I before I had the heart attack, I played tennis three times a week.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me ask some questions here, because this is. Ken, would you excuse me for a second?
In some ways, it's not surprising because for men, about two-thirds, their first symptom of heart disease is a heart attack, about half of women. It's all in the risk profile, Gary. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, family history, smoking, obesity.
Are you saying, Ken, that if he had good cardio care, if he was examined by a competent cardiologist, a competent cardiologist wouldn't be able to find this? I find that hard to believe.
Well,
given all you've taught me about what you do.
Well, usually, can we do it 100% of the time? I mean, the government's telling us we can't screen people that are asymptomatic. So we're not going to pick up 100% of the time there. But usually, if the doctors who understand risk, we can usually pick it up. It's all in the risk profile. But there's so much controversy about screening asymptomatic people. Insurers won't cover it. The government won't cover it. So in many instances, our hands are tied as physicians if patients have no symptoms. It's a big struggle. It's a big frustration. But this is what gives me gray hair, Doug. Gary, talk to me about your risk profile. Let me see if it would have been easy to pick this up. Which of the risk factors do you have?
Well, I've never smoked. I'm not overweight. My blood pressure is excellent. Hmm. I think I can attribute it to maybe a little family history. Both my grandfathers. Died of a heart attack.
At what age?
Probably 70.
Okay, that doesn't give you any risk. It's males less having their first heart attack or sudden cardiac death under the age of 55, and brothers and sisters or mother having heart attacks 65 or younger. If you told a doctor you had a grandfather who had a first heart attack at age 70, they would have told you that gives you no risk.
Okay, my dad went in for a checkup and had quadruple bypass at about the age of 60.
Again, did he have a heart attack or sudden death?
No.
Okay, anyone in the family with heart attacks or sudden death, males under 55, females under 65?
No.
Okay, that doesn't give you anything. What about stress, obesity, inactivity, ethanol abuse, poor diet, any of those?
No, I guess we're all a little stressed in our job, but I can't attribute it to that.
What about your cholesterol? What were your numbers?
My recent cholesterol number, my LDL was 103, and my HDL was 38.
And what was your total?
I can't remember that one, doctor.
HDL is low. It's very low.
Yeah.
And that's a risk factor. Your age is for a guy is over 40, that's a risk factor. So you have two risk factors. I would have screened you.
Okay.
And you weren't having, before this, you weren't having any symptoms. You weren't having any chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations, inappropriate sweating, inappropriate fatigue, loss of endurance, decreasing exercise tolerance, nothing like this?
I wasn't quite feeling right.
Okay.
And that's why I was seeing an internist and asking some questions.
Everybody listen to that, because this really is a tip-off. You listen to your body, and this is classic, because everybody does, especially women, but it occurs in men, where you don't have the classic pressure, the elephant sitting on your chest as you're walking up the hill and the sweat pouring down. So often in the two, this probably, did this start like about 2 or 3 weeks before you had your heart attack?
No, it had been going on for a year or two, actually.
But did it change any? Usually there's about a three-week window when symptoms begin before a heart attack, and then you have it. Did you notice anything in the 2 or 3 weeks before the actual heart attack?
No, nothing. I mean, I would the day I had it, I had played an hour and a half of really strenuous tennis in the morning. And felt fine afterwards, came home, I was a little achy, you know, took an Advil, but at 10 o'clock at night, I iced my arms, and I felt some pressure in my chest and my arms.
Well, you must have had a moderate blockage in the big vessel with a plaque rupture. You don't get symptoms till it's more than 70% blocked. Unfortunately, it's the 30 to 60% blockages that don't cause symptoms. They suddenly rupture, and that's what can cause a heart attack in the circulation to the heart. But the tip-off, you weren't feeling quite right. You have a couple of risk factors. A guy your age, I would have done some sort of screening, but, you know, the retro periscope is always 20/20. You sound pretty good. You were in the hospital about how long?
I went in at 4 o'clock on Sunday morning, and they did a catheterization, and they held me for 2 days.
So you had what we call an uncomplicated heart attack. You didn't have any heart failure. You didn't have any abnormal heart rhythms. You didn't have any symptoms after the heart attack?
No, not really.
And they sent you home, and what's the plan? Did the blockage clear, or is it still blocked?
When they did the catheterization, they found blockage everywhere, and they put in 3 stents. And one of the, I can't remember which artery it was. It's the one that goes around the back of the heart, though.
The right coronary?
It's a branch of that. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Okay, an obtuse marginal.
Okay.
What about that? Is that still blocked and they couldn't get a stent into it because it's too small?
I think what they did was just enough work to kind of get me okay again.
But is there still parts of your heart that are not fully getting blood flow to it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the prognosis is I need a triple bypass.
So they still want to do more help to get more blood flow there?
Yes.
And
how
do they
fare, Ken, with EECP? Is that you get too much going on?
Well,
to have that
is another option. One of the options is EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, which is a mechanical revascularization instead of a surgical revascularization. I definitely couldn't make a judgment on that without seeing your heart catheterization film, but that is a non-invasive, without needles, without cutting, without drugs, a mechanical way to get more blood flow to the heart when there's blockages. This is approved by insurers and Medicare. It really works. The Mayo Clinic does it. The Cleveland Clinic does it. I thought it was snake oil when I first heard about it. It's not. It really works. It brings new blood vessels to the heart. But it's used when surgery is not the best option. And I can't tell you without looking at it. You can talk to your doctors and determine. But if they're going full force ahead with the surgery, you probably need it. But you may want to ask them whether EECP is an option here.
Well, doctor, that was part of the reason for my call today is that in my in the geography I live in, I've got about two options, angioplasty and just open heart surgery. and I've researched a less invasive surgery, and I've found a place at the University of Maryland called the TCAB, a totally endoscopic.
They are at the cutting edge of minimally invasive surgery.
We've run ourselves out of time, Gary. Good luck to you, though. You got a lot of good information from Dr. Ken there.
Email me, Gary. I'll communicate with you more.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Near you.
All right, we're at 53 past the hour, and your calls are certainly welcome and encouraged at 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. Our focus on medical problems that you may have and not good answers that you're getting. I couldn't help but think during that conversation with that gentleman who sounded extraordinarily chipper for having just had a couple of weeks ago a heart attack. At least he sounds like he's got the right attitude and he understands. Isn't it? It's so often the case. People eat themselves into illness. How many times, I think with regard to the study this weekend, we were just talking about how men are not living as old and women seem to be, even though women are now certainly in terms of what they're exposed to, they're as susceptible to having a heart attack as men are. But there's something in the state of mind with many more women about their eating habits and about their dietary realities than there is with men.
Well, I think the reason why you got a bump this year in women's longevity is because we've gotten them off of hormone replacement around the time of the menopause, and we're seeing now an improvement. And their longevities were going down because we were killing them with kindness, you know, and giving them hormone replacement at the time of menopause, intuitively thinking it was beneficial, but it was actually causing heart attacks. We don't do that anymore, and I think you're seeing a bounce because of that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the difference. I was pointing this out. I think you and I talked about it this week. You know how a lot of people who are politically motivated like to see, they like to claim how the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And I use that analogy to talk about people's shape. There are people who are getting fatter and people who are getting fitter, and there doesn't seem to be as much in between anymore. Either people are really actively interested in taking care of their bodies and eating well. We see this surge in interest in the locavore movement, eating better, knowing where the food's coming from, insisting that there be more and better foods available for certain people in our society. And then those who want to eat the fast food diet and they don't, you know, seem to care or understand what's going on in their bodies. So there's that, but there's not a lot in between.
Doug, I think you make a good observation. I think being obese is becoming more acceptable. It's not as outrageous as it was 10, 20, 30 years. You weren't ostracized. You know, today you're, you know, people, you know, have compassion for you.
Yeah. Well, one wonders whether that doesn't fix the problem, though.
I'm not saying it's the solution. I'm just explaining your observation.
Well, one of the other observations, we've been talking about MetaFast for now 3 months or so since the beginning of the year, the MetaFast meals and how good they are and how the choices work toward helping people keep themselves lean, the green side of it, the various things that are served, 70-some-odd MetaFast meals to choose from. You recommended this because you studied it, and because the name is MetaFast, the connection is clear. This is something that was put together by doctors who understand the issues of eating and weight loss. That's really what the bottom line is here, eating and weight loss.
Oh, many of you who are overweight, obese, I know you're suffering. You suffer quietly. When the exam door closes, I hear the pain in your lives. This is a solution. This really can be the beginning of the rest of your life. This is a plan that you can live with. You can go out with your friends, and you can keep the weight off. Finally, you'll have either a doctor or a dietitian work with you. This is a way to get rid of the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the diabetes that's going to come if you don't get rid of that weight, the heart attacks. We just heard about it. And this is a lifestyle. This works with my patients. This is what I recommend. And I see every day in my office the benefits of this program.
All right, so MetaFast is what you keep in mind. It's so fast, works so quickly. You lose up to 20 pounds the first month, and the average weight loss continues at 2 to 5 pounds a week. We've talked to people who have lost 120, one person, I think 124 pounds. I saw somebody who turned into a magnificent specimen, a woman who'd been on this diet and lost 128 pounds. That's not the average. We know you're not that, for the most part, overweight. But we do know also that you need to be conscious of what you're doing. Back to what Ken said a few minutes ago with people who seem to think, oh, okay, it's all right to be obese, but why would you want to cut your life expectancy by, in some cases, 20 or more years? MetaFast meals there. Take advantage of them. Get on the program. If you go to the computer now and log on to MetaFastKen.com, you'll see the whole thing explained for you. MetaFastKen.com, M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, Ken, K-E-N. And enter Dr. Ken, save $50. Or you can call him and talk to somebody who will help you with a plan, 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken, save $50 on your MetaFast meals, 800-506-4115, MetaFast. Now, Dr. Ken standing by for another hour of your calls at 888-55-DRKEN.